So I'm on the highway driving, not on the highway, on a byway, like a road or something. And I noticed that there is a navy blue SUV in front of me. And as I creep closer to the back of this SUV, because we're approaching a light, you can see that there's words on the back of it. The words are not to be overshadowed by the great big picture of a man on the back. And it has, looks like what's clouds or cotton or some shit around the man's head. And I get to close to the back of the truck because we're at a stoplight. And the words say, cruising in memory of such and such a person from 1934 to 2019. And this is not the first time I have seen this. But honestly, that's kind of creepy to me. I'm not hating on that a person is mourning, and I'm not preaching at you when I say the Bible says that when you lose a loved one, you mourn for a week. You cover yourself in ashes and rent your clothes, which means to tear your clothes to let people know that you're grieving. And you do that for a week, and then you move on about your life. The reason why I think the Bible says that is because if you allow yourself to mourn more than a week, you'll probably never come out of it. I'm speaking from firsthand experience on this one. When my mama passed, I wanted to shout it to the world. I wanted to let the whole world know how hurt I was. And how, because people just don't understand. Losing a parent is like losing a limb. I think I said that on one of the older shows. And it's the God's honest truth. And I have never known pain like that in my life, not even physical pain. I've never known pain like losing my mom. But you're not going to catch me putting her face on the back of my SUV, because I have an SUV too, and cruising in memory of my mama. You're not going to catch me doing that, because now my SUV just turned into a hearse. So now I'm driving a hearse around this motherfucker, and I don't feel like that's honoring my mother. Do you get what I'm saying? I honor my mother by the way I live. And like I say, I kind of understand it, because when you have something that catastrophic happen in your life, you want to let the world know about it. But that's not the way to do it, baby. I'm sorry. That's not it. Let whoever that man is on the back of your truck, let them rest. They had time here. They love you and they miss you. They don't want you to not be able to come out of that place of grief and mourning. So let them go. You still love them. You will always love them, but let them go. They will always be in the graveyard. You can go visit them there. Listen to me telling people, you know what? Do what the fuck you want to do. If you want to have that shit on the back of your car, do it. All I'm going to say is, when it's my time to go, please don't let nobody do that to me. I don't want to be cruising in the memory of nobody. Please. If my sister do that, smack the shit out of her. This has been a TGD Mini.